Guys, we're on Zayin Amud Beis, third to last line. Okay, Amar Le Rabbi Yitzchak Le Rav Nachman. Okay, guys, Amar Le Rabbi Yitzchak Le Rav Nachman. Yitzchak said to Rav Nachman, shh, guys, my time alo asi mar le beit kenishal etzaluye. So he asked him, how come mar, meaning how come you, don't go to the Beis Knesses in order to daven, right? There was a specific time where he wasn't going to shul, and he asked him why. So Amar Le, so Rav Nachman replies back, lo yicholna, whatever, I wasn't able to, I was too weak, I was too sick, I couldn't make it. So Amar Le, so Rav Yitzchak says back to him, so he says, lekanfi lemar asara vilitzle, so what should you do? You should organize that 10 people come to you. You should gather 10 people to your place, and then daven, right? Meaning daven them in your house. Amar Le, so Rav Nachman says back, trichali milso, it was too difficult for me, meaning I couldn't do it for whatever reason. So Rav Yitzchak says back, v'lema lemar l'shalucha di tzibura, why don't you send a shliach to the tzibur, send a messenger, that at the time when the tzibur is davening, he should go and allow Mar to daven. He should tell Mar, oh, the shul is davening right now. They're up to Shmon Esrei, you know, start Shmon Esrei now. And this way he'll be able to daven with the tzibur just without being with them. So Amar Le, so Rav Nachman says back, my kulihai, meaning what's the whole point of this? Like, why would I do, you know, that's a lot of effort. Why would I do that? So Amar Le, to Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishim Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. What does it mean when the pasuk says "va'anis tefilasi"? Right, I am a tefillah. My tefillah is to Hashem in an eis ratzon. Emasai eis ratzon. When is that eis ratzon? B'shal she'atibur misbalin. At a time when the tibur is davening. In fact, we have the Gemara. There's actually a shul in the community that has for, let's say, elderly people who are like a little bit sick or can't make it to shul and can't have a minyan in their house. They actually have one of the security cameras. You're able to, that's in the minyan, you're able to access, they give it a code to like elderly people, they don't give it out to everyone because it would be bad for security, but they give it out to elderly people so they can know when the shul's up to what, so they can daven from home with the tzibur, because there's a halacha that, one of the shuls in the community, one of the shuls, that, so, because there's this halacha that if you can't daven in shul, then at least get a minyan in your house. If you can't daven with a minyan in your house, try to time your davening, right? So let's say you're stuck somewhere and you know the minyan starts at 6 o'clock. Try to daven at 6 o'clock and try to pace yourself the way the minyan would be pacing. Okay. Right? So, and Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Chanina Amar, he learns out this maila of davening the same time of a tzibur from a different place, mehacha from here, because Ko Amar Hashem, the Pasuk says, so said Hashem, be'is raton anisicha. At an eis raton, I will answer you, right? So since anisicha is singular, I will answer you, it shows that even an individual who is davening at an eis raton, which is the entire tzibur, his tefillos are answered. So we see that there is a maila for an individual to be answering. Rabbi Acha b'Rabbi Chanina Amar, Rabbi Acha b'Rabbi Chanina said, Nehacha, learn it from here. Hein el kabir velo yimas. Right? That Hashem is a mighty God and he's not yimas. He's not like gonna disgrace. He's not gonna forsake. Uksiv, and it says, Pada b'shalom nafshi mikarev li ki berabim hayu imadi. That David HaMelech said that Hashem redeemed me from, you know, all the battles and everything that was happening because rabim hayu imadi. A lot of people were with me, which also references davening with a tzibur. Tanya na mihachi. So Gemara brings another brisa, right? Reb Nassan says, "Minay she'ena Kadosh Baruch Hu moes b'tefilah shen shel rabim." How do we know that Hashem doesn't forsake the tefillah of many people? Shenamar hein el kabir v'lo yimas. Right, this pasuk that we just had, uksiv, and also padei b'shalom nafshi mikarev li. Right, this pasuk that we just had also. This is the same limud we found in a brisa, and this brisa continues. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "Kol ha'osik b'torah uve gemilas chasadim." Everyone who is osik in Torah and gemilas chasadim. Umisbal imatibur and davens with a minion. Mala ani alav ki ilu padani li ulavanai mi bein umas olam. That it's as if you redeemed me and my children from amongst the umas olam. That it's such a mila to do all these things together that it's like you're taking Hashem out from Gaul and taking all the Jews out. That it's like you're the redeemer. And there's a very big mila to that. Okay, now the Gemara is going to bring more just like short maimarim on the chashivas of Beis Knesses. Amar Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish says, Mishi Yesh Lo Beis Knesses Biiro, somebody who has a shul in his city, Ve'eno Nichnas Sham Le'Espalo, but he refuses to go. So let's say a guy lives in the five towns and doesn't go to shul. So Nikra Shachin Ra, he's called a bad neighbor. Why? Shenever the Pasuk says, Ko Amar Hashem, so said Hashem, Al Kol Shechnei Haraim Hanogayim B'Nachla Asher Hinchalta Es Ami Es Yisrael. Right, all the bad neighbors that messed up the Nachla, right? So it's clear that this Nachla, this this inheritance that we have from Hashem is talking about the fact that we can daven in shul. V'lo od, and not just that, not only they just called a bad neighbor, Ella, shagorim galus lolavanav, that they cause galus for him and his kids. Shanamar, because the rest of that pasuk says, hinini nitsham me'alad masam, that's basically huda etsham mitocham. Right, that I will pluck them out from the ground, from their land, and I will pluck, you know, the Beis Yehuda out. So it's showing that Hashem will send them away for the same reason of messing up the Nachla, which is the fact that we can daven in shul. Anulele Rabbi Yochanan, they once told Rabbi Yochanan, Ikosabe b'Bavel, there are these really, really old people in Bavel. Apparently it was like so old that it was like miraculously old. Like, you know, these like oldest men alive, like these really old guys in Bavel. So Tama va'amar, Rabbi Yochanan was very shocked at this, and he said, right, he's like, how could there be such old people? He said, don't we know from the pasuk that says, Laman yirbu yimeichem yimei v'neichem al ha'damaksiv, right, it says, that when do you have, arichas yamim, when do you have long lives? When you're in Eretz Yisrael, right, ava b'chutz la'aretz lo. Right, but in Chutz La'aretz, right, in Bavel, which is in Chutz La'aretz, you can't, there's no way you can be zocher to such a supernatural long life, you know, just by, you know, without being in Eretz Yisrael. All the times where there's Arichas Yamim, it's tally on the fact that you're Al Ha'adama. So it says, so, Kevan to Amri Le, Mekadme Umechashve Lebe Knishta. So they said that these Zakenim, these old people, these Sabas, they were, their thing was that they would come early and stay late to shul. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan said to them, "Hainu da'ani lahu." Now it makes sense because Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi livnei, because like the teaching that Rabbi Shua ben Levi taught to his son, "Kadimu v'hashkichu va'ayla lebeknishte." He says, "Make sure you get up early and you stay late in shul, kihechu detarchu chaye, because that will extend your life." So apparently, even in Galus, even outside of Eretz Yisrael, even in Chutz La'aretz, we have the ability to extend our lives and have arichas yamim by, you know, being very machpin and being in shul on time and staying till the end. And then so now Rabbi Acha gets involved. Amar Acha b'Rabbi Chanina. He says, "Mikra, what's the source, right? What's the pasuk for this?" So the pasuk says, "Asher Adam Shemeli Lishkod Al Dalosasi Yom Yom Lishmor Mizos Pesachai." Right? Praiseworthy is a person who listens to me, who, you know, is waiting on my doors every single day and who's watching my mezuzahs, watching my doorposts of the entranceway. Meaning, praiseworthy is the guy who comes to shul, right, and who spends time in shul and is there, you know, the one who's watching it is obviously the guy who's there last, and the guy who's pushing it, you know, open is the guy who's there first. Uksiv basrei, and the very next pasuk says, ki motza'i matza chayim, because through that you will find life, meaning arichas yamim. So it says, we have, you know, even the Torah's maram is to this Indian, that if you make sure you're machbid for zmanim in shul, you will have arichas yamim. Amar Rav Chisda. Okay, next thing. Rav Chisda says, li'olam yikneis adam shnei psachim be'beis ha'knesses. A person should always enter two entrances into the beis ha'knesses. So the Gemara says, shnei psachim sachadatach, what do you mean? You need two entrances? What if the shul has one door, one entrance? So ela'ima, I'm going to say to you, shir shnei psachim. A shi'ur, right, the amount of shnei psachim, meaning you should walk in. Don't walk in right in front of the door. Let's say it's Kedusha. This happens all the time in shuls, right? You walk in and everyone says, oh, it's Kedusha, so they stop right by the door. No, walk further in and then stop. And then afterwards, daven. Why? So that this way people won't see. If somebody comes to a shul and they see right by the door, there's like all these people crowded around, they'll be like, there's no room, and they just won't go to shul. So it says, walk in more, move fully in. Okay, so it says, you should move in Shnei Pesachim. It's interesting. I saw in the Yerushalmi, they actually brought, like, it's brought down that the way they used to build the shuls in Yerushalayim at that time in Israel were with two entrances, kind of like, I mean, most of our shuls in theory have two entrances because we get into the shul and then into the sanctuary, but like they used to always build them like that. So right there, yeah, like things like that. Like, so that was how they understood Yerushalmi, but the Bavli is how we hold, like it says, right, we don't need to have two entrances, we just need, just what it means when you're walking into shul, move in further. Okay. So this isn't a halacha shir, but one could make the case that yes. Yeah. Azos yispal kol chasid elecha le'is matzah. Okay, so now the Gemara brings a pasuk, right? On this, every chasid should daven le'is matzah. So what is this is matzah? What is this time of finding, this found time, this, you know, time to find? Right, what is it? So Amar Rabbi Chanina, le'is matzah, what does it mean? Zu'a isha, meaning everyone should daven for a wife. Right, you should daven for a shidduch. Shenemar, and how do we know that the lashon of mitzia, the lashon of matzah, can be a wife. So, because the pasuk says matzah isha matzah tov, right? It's a pasuk in Mishlei that somebody who finds a woman finds goodness. That if you find your shidduch, then you found your lot. B'marava in Eretz Yisrael ki nasiv inish itza. When a person would get married, amr lehecha hachi, they would say the following thing. They would say matzah or motza. You have a choice in front of you. You could either be a matzah kind of guy or a motza kind of guy. What does that mean? Matzah dechsev matzah isha matzah tov. Right? You could be the type of guy whose marriage is what matzah isha matzah tov viyafak ratzon me'Hashem, right? And that your ratzon, meaning again, you're fulfilling Hashem's ratzon and you're doing the right thing and your life will be gevaldik if you know how to treat your wife right and you find the right wife. However, motzah dechsev u'motzah ani mar mimaves esa isha. Right? It's a pasuk in Koheles where Koheles is saying, like, I found even, you know, like a woman was so more bitter than death for me that, you know, a woman could also, if you don't marry the right woman, it could also be, you know, a very painful experience for you, and it could cause you a lot of agmas nefesh. So therefore, the Gemara is in Yerushalayim, there used to be barabbas and say matzah isha matzah, so matzah motzah, that it's before you to choose to, you know, have a matzah kind of life or a motzah kind of life. Rabbi Nassan Amar, Rabbi Nassan says, now, what does le'is matzah mean, right? What does it mean that every chassid davens for le'is matzah? Zu Torah. It's talk about Torah. El chassid daven, that he should be able to learn Torah properly and that he should have hatzlach in his learning. Shanamar, as we say, ki motza'i matzah chayim. Because I find a finding of life. And we know that, right, initially there it's talking about Torah, right? Matzah chayim, right? You find the life, the eitz chayim, that you find the Torah. Rabbi Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar, he says, no, another shita. What's le'is matzah mean? Zu misa. It means you should daven for misa, that a chassid davens for misa. Shanamar lemavis totzaos. Because the pasuk says, right, for death, totzaos, and also uses the lashon of mitzia. So what does it mean you should daven for misa? So, right, so the Gemara will get back to that and explain. Tanya nami hachi, we learned it in another braisa. Tisha meos u'shloshim mine misa nivro ba'olam. There are 903 types of deaths that were created. There's 903 different ways to die. Right, there's some like song, you know, 100 ways to die or something. What is it? Right, yeah, whatever. So there's 903 ways to die is the Jewish way. Shenemar lamaves totzaos, because the puzzle says lamaves totzaos, and v'totzaos b'gematria hachi havu, and totzaos is the gematria of 903. So therefore, the Gemara says that's a remez that there are 903 ways to die, and the Gemara discusses a little bit of them. It says kasha b'kula on iskara, the hardest is iskara, is some sort of suffocation. And some sort of suffocation. And nicha shebekulan, and the most gentle nishika is a kiss. Right? So you die with a kiss, meaning that in your sleep you die, you know, like it's like the kiss of a Kodesh Baruch Hu without pain, without anything. So the Gemara is going to discuss. Iskara, this iskara, what is it? Damya, kichizra bigvava de amra la de alachore nashra. It's compared to a thorn that got hooked into like a beged, and then when you pull it out, it, you know, like when you would pull it out, it would pull out the strands of the baguette. So like it would be like very like hard to pull that out. It would be like snagging on your jacket, like very painful. Vikadamri, some people say no. It's what's it like? Kipature bipi vesht. It's like strings like in your esophagus. So imagine like someone like forcing strings in and then like pulling them out. Like how painful that would be and how slow that would be. That's what iskra, this worst death, is like. Nishika, but the kiss. What's that lightest death? Damya kimishcha benisa mechalva. It's like removing a hair from chalav. Like, you know, a little hair's in there, you just remove it, it just comes out nicely. Just, you take it out and, you know, move on. And that's what death is. Your neshama just leaves your body in a very simple, nice, non-painful way. Okay. Rabbi Yochanan Amar. Rabbi Yochanan says, le'is matzah. What does that mean, right? That chasadah is le'is matzah. Zu kavura. It's talking about kavura. It's talking about your burial, that you should dive in for burial. Amar b'chanina maikra. What's the pasuk? It says, "Hasmechem elai gil yasisu ki imtzau kever." That the joyous, you know, people are joyous to me with praise, and they're so happy because they found kever, they found their grave. So, Amar Rabba Bar Shilo, Haina Damar Inche. This is what people say: "Libai Inche Rachame Afilu Adzibula Betzrasia Shalama." That a person needs to ask for rachamim until the final, you know, shovel of dirt is thrown on him, meaning like until his kever is fully covered. Right? I don't think it means he's davening from the kever. I think it means he's davening for that he should be, you know, everything should be shalom and he should have rachmonos until that point. And from then on, he's in olam ha'emes and he's good to go. Mar Zitra Amar, Mar Zitra says, right, this is our fifth approach. I don't understand it. Leis mitzvah zeh beis hakiseh. What is every chassid davening for? He davenes for the bathroom. That's what he needs. Imri b'maravan, they said in Eretz Yisrael, ha de Mar Zutra adifa mekula. that whose parish is the best? Marzutra's parish is the best. Everyone should daven that there should be a bathroom at, you know, close by. Right? In the olden days, they didn't have indoor plumbing. And they used to have an outhouse. But imagine if you lived a good 10, 15 minute walk from the outhouse and you had to, like, really go to the bathroom. It was a painful experience. And, you know, every chassid just davens that, like, a bathroom should always be readily available. So they wouldn't have to go through that kind of pain of going back and forth in the middle of the night, it's cold, whatever it was. So, and in Eretz Yisrael, they really liked that pshat. And they said that's probably the most accurate pshat. Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, it doesn't seem like it's for the mitzvah. It seems like it's for, we're talking about the really, like, the physical, you know, like, benefit that you get from this. Okay, Amrli Rava L'Refrem Bar Papa. Okay, so Rava says, Rava says to Refrem Bar Papa. Okay? Leimalad Mar Mehane Mile Ma'al Yisa. Tell me, Master, one of these awesome things, the Amrish Mishmeh Rav Chisda B'Mile Debe Kenishta, that you heard from Rav Chisda, right? We saw a few of them, right? Tell me something else you heard great from Rav Chisda that he said about shuls, right? I want to know more of these awesome things, all these awesome Maimarim about shuls. So Amr Leg, Rav Bar Papa said back, Hachi Amr Rav Chisda, this is what Rav Chisda said, Ma'i Dechsev Oev Hashem Sharei Tzion Mikol Mishkanos Yaakov. What does the pasuk mean when it says Hashem loves the gates of Tzion from all the camps of Yaakov? So, Oev Hashem Sharim Hamitzuyanim B'Halacha. That Hashem loves the Sha'arim Hamitzuyanim B'Halacha. The Sha'arim that are Osik in Halacha, meaning the places where they're learning Torah and they're learning, you know, Halacha. The Bati Medrash, he likes Yoter mi Bati Knesios and mi Bati Medrashios. More than any base Knesset or any base Medrash where they aren't learning Halacha. Right? Sometimes you come to a base Medrash and they're learning a lot of Pilpul and a lot of Lamdas and they never get down, they never take the Sugya and the Masik the Sugya, Aliba de Hilchasa. Right, they don't take it down to the final letter of the law. So I said, it's better, Hashem loves more the people who are sitting and learning halacha and pounding and knowing what Hashem is. And this is the same labor that Reb Chiya Bar Ami said in the name of Ula, Miyom Shechar Beis HaMikdash, from since the Churban, you can't find Hashem in this world. He has no place here, right? His place used to be the Beis HaMikdash. When it got destroyed, he had no place. Ella arba amos halacha bovad. Only within the four amos of halacha, right? When you learn halacha, you always come across the arba amos of halacha, the arba amos. You know, in that immediate area of somebody who's learning halacha, that's where you can find the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So we see the maila of learning halacha. Vamar Abaye said, Meresh havi garsina begu beisei. Initially, I used to learn in my house, Umitzalene bebe knisht, and I would walk to shul to davin, kevan deshmaya laha de'amar, Reb Chiya Bar Ami mishmeh de'ula. Since I heard this nightmare that he said, right, that miyom shachar beis mikdash ein lalakad shbarach b'olamo ala arba amas halachas bovad, that Hashem lives in the arba amas of halacha, kiviyachol, lo have mitzalina ala hicha de garsina, I would only davin in the place where I learned. I'm pretty sure he's implying that he stayed home and davened there, that he didn't go to Minyan, that he thought learning and davening in the same place was better for Abaye, for himself, than to go all the way to shul every time he needed to daven, you know, because of what a maila it is to, you know, be in a place where you're learning halacha. Rabbi Ami v'Rabbi Asi, Afa gav dahavi lehu tleisar bei knishta b'Tveria. So they lived in Tveria, and even though there were 13 bate knasios, right, there are 13 shuls in Tveria, lo matzlu ela b'nei amude hecha dahavi garsei. They didn't daven except between those amudim, between those pillars that they would learn. Meaning, they stayed in their makom in the base medrash, and they got up when it was zman, and they davened, and they sat back down, and they learned. They wouldn't go to all these, even though they were in Tveria, which had 12 shuls in the same neighborhood. You know, they thought it was better to be davening where they learn. Amar b'chiyah bar ami mishmei du'ula, gadol hanena miyagiyo yoter miyir shemayim. Reb Chiya Bar Ami also said in the name of Ula, another teaching, Gadol hanena miyagios. Great is somebody who benefits from, you know, his yagia, from his amelus, from what he puts into something. Yoter miyarashmayim, more than somebody who has yarashmayim. How do we know this? Di'il gabe yarashmayim ksiv, by some, talking about a pasuk who has a, about someone who has yarashmayim, it says, Ashrei yish yira, as Hashem, right? Praiseworthy is he who has yarashmayim. The ilu gabe nena miyagiyo, but regarding somebody who benefits from his own amelus, from his own yagiyos, ksiv yagiya kapecha kisochel ashracha v'tovlach, that the yagiya kapecha, that the, you know, the amelus that he's doing with his hands, that ashracha v'tovlach. So the Gemara says ashracha b'olam ha'azad, that ashracha is referring to that you're praiseworthy in this world. V'tovlach li'olam haba, and the tovlach, and it's good for you, is going on olam haba. Lugabe yirshamayim. V'tovlach lo ksiv bei, but right by the pasuk of Yerushalayim, it just said Ashrach, it just said Ashrei. It didn't say Tovlach. So we see the fact that there's two Lashonos by, you know, somebody who does a Megillah and somebody who works hard for something, that is a higher level. Rav Chiya Bar Ami Mishmedu Ula. Rav Chiya Bar Ami says in the name of Ula, Liolam Yidor Adam B'makom Rabo, a person should always dwell in the place of his Rebbe. She calls him out to Shimi ben Gera Kaim, as long as Shimi ben Gera, who was whose Rebbe? Anyone know?
Oh, yeah,
Shlomo. Shlomo, very good. Right, as long as he was alive, Lo Nasa Shlomo as Bas Paro. Shlomo didn't marry Bas Paro, which could arguably be viewed as a sin or something, right, that he shouldn't have done. So therefore, when Shimi ben Gera was alive, when he was living near his Rebbe was alive, he didn't mess around. Right, but once he passed away, all of a sudden he married. Vatanya, so the Gemara says, is that true? But don't we have a brisa al yadur, right? Meaning literally the opposite, says don't live near your Rebbe. Right, what do you mean? Some people say you should dafka, like, you know, if your Rebbe told you everything, don't live anywhere near him. So the Gemara says, lo kasha. Now this isn't the question. Had de kayiflay, vahad de lo kayiflay. There's two types of people. There's the type of person who's going to fulfill the word of his Rebbe, right? So the guy who's going to, you know, listen to what his Rebbe said, he should be near his Rebbe, and this way it'll be a chizik, and his Rebbe will give him musa when he's doing something wrong, and he'll stay straight. But the guy who's going to rebel against his Rebbe, better to move away from your Rebbe, right? We have this concept, you know, it's better to be, not that you're completely shogig, but better to be shogig than mazid, right? That it's better to, you know, not, the more you're getting musar and saying not, don't do it, it's much worse, right? Even, you know, just a basic halacha of an isser, if somebody warns you and tells you not to do it, that's when you can receive the punishment. You know, without hasra'a and edim, it doesn't matter as much. You know, of course, bidei shemayim it does, but for us it doesn't. Okay, a little bit more. Amar Rav Huna. Okay, just these last two dots till the next two dots. Amar Rav Huna bar Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Menachem, Amar Rabbi Ami. Ma'i dechsev v'ozvei Hashem yichlu. What does it mean that, you know, the people are ozev Hashem, you know, they're forsaking Hashem, that they should be, you know, consumed, they should be destroyed. Zeh hamaniach sefer Torah v'yotzeh. This is somebody who leaves the sefer Torah, right? He opens up the sefer Torah and he leaves, right? Meaning the Torah is open, and the guy just walks out of shul. It's such a chutzpah, you're forsaking Hashem. So Rabbi Avayo, nafik ben gavra legavra, but Rabbi Abahu, he used to leave between aliyos, meaning being gavra legavra literally means between person and person, right? This person got called up. While they were, you know, making the mishaberach, calling up the next guy, he would leave. That was a good opportunity to leave. Why? Because during that time, they always are makbid. We close the Sefer Torah, so it's not open in front of you. So, ba'yi Rav Papa. So Rav Papa asked the question, bin psuka lis psuka mahu. What's the din? Could I leave between pasuk and pasuk? Teku. Right? So the Gemara says, we're not sure. What do you guys think? How could one time leaving between pasuk and pasuk? It's pretty hard, no? Like, if the guy's landing, he's just going. Okay.
The door is still open now, though.
So what it used to be in the olden days was...
a channel.
Exactly, that there was a Meturgamon. So the Meturgamon would sit there, and they would read a pasuk, and he would say, okay, let me tell you how it is in Aramaic, and he would translate it. You know, imagine if a guy goes Bereshit Bara in the beginning, so during that time, you know they're between pasuk, and that would be a good opportunity to leave. So the teiku is probably stemming from the fact that, is it a din in the, you know, that we're in between things now, or is it a din that the Torah is open, right? Because the Torah is still open, but we are in between things. Okay, Rav Sheshis Mahadar Ape Vigaris. Rav Sheshis would turn his face away. He would turn away from the Torah, and he would garis. He would learn. He would, you know, read his Mishnayos. He would learn his own stuff, his own Torah Shabbat Peh. So, Omar, Anan Bedidan, V'inu Bedidahu. He would say, I do mine, and they do theirs. Meaning, for me, my mitzvah of Limud HaTorah is, you know, to review my Mishnayos. And for you, your Limud HaTorah is to do the laning with the Tzibur. Okay.